David Hooper here, Build a Big Podcast. I'm going to talk about celebrity interviews today. Before I get into the subject of that, though, I want to talk to you about what I'm doing right now to get you kicked off this year to build a big podcast. I've got two things for you. If you go to bigpodcast.us, doing a big giveaway now. This is a package that will give you a remote podcasting studio that you can take with you. It's fantastic. A Zoom H4n digital multi-track recorder. Got a couple mics for you, got the cables. And also, since you can make the podcast, I'm going to work with you to promote it, to market it, to sharpen your message. I'm going to show you how to attract an audience. I've got a book. I've been talking about it on this podcast. It's 93,000 words. Just finished it. It's coming out in a couple of months. You will get an advanced copy of this book as well as personal help from me. So go to bigpodcast.us. The government may be shut down, but the website is open 24 hours a day, bigpodcast.us. Sign up for this. Love to send you this studio. I'd love to help you personally to grow a big podcast. All right, let's talk about celebrity interviews. Had one yesterday, dude named Richard Marks. You may have heard of him. Had quite a few hits. Actually, the first seven singles that he released, each one of them went to the top five. And I didn't think much of it. I posted that he was coming into the studio. My Facebook feed went crazy. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, so cool. It shows you the age of the people on my Facebook, right? But they knew who Richard Marks was. A lot of people had great questions for him, most of which I asked, had a good conversation. And I'm going to tell you how I got this interview. Tomorrow on that episode, I'll tell you how I organized the interview, tell you more about those questions, how I organized an interview to have a great episode with Richard Marks. So here is what happened. I saw a tweet by him and I thought, you know, I should reach out to Richard Marks because he's a Nashville guy. If in fact he is in Nashville, he probably knows of the radio station that I'm on because he's in the music business, right? He knows radio because radio plays him and he would know the station I was on. So send him a message. Hey man, next time you're in Nashville, I would love to get you on my show, Music Business Radio. We tape at WRLT. Almost immediately, like that evening. Like. So I thought that's pretty cool, right? He'd at least read it. He liked it. But as his song says, that don't mean nothing. And I let my engineer, let my producer know. I said, hey, I'm working on this. I don't know if anything's going to come of it, but he is aware of us. So that's a win. Sometimes when you're in the radio station, you're in the podcast studio, you can appreciate this. You're speaking to yourself. You don't know if anybody's listening or not. Your tweeting is the same way. You type in yourself. Nobody's going to see it. But he saw it. He liked it. And I thought, maybe that's it. Who knows? I reach out to a lot of people. Sometimes they get back to me. Sometimes they don't. But a couple days later, I get a message from a guy named Ivan. Ivan's like, hey, I work with Richard Marks. Yeah, he's ready to come in. So we went back and forth via Twitter. And I'm going to tell you more about how that worked out. First of all, though, let me tell you why I think he got back to me. I think it helps that I'm on radio, and I let him know that. I said, we tape at WRLT. It's the top AAA station in the country right now, so that doesn't hurt. And I don't want to say that I would have gotten this without that. I don't know. But something that I know that helps is that I've been doing this since 2005. Every week since 2005, there's a Music Business Radio episode on WRLT. I don't know if Richard looked it up. I don't know if he was just open-minded. I don't know if Ivan looked it up. Maybe he was just doing what Richard said. But you can look me up. You can see that this is a legitimate thing. You can hear the interviews. You can hear the other guests that I've had, see who they are. You can look me up. So whether it was radio, whether it was the other people that I was working with, whether he had heard of me, I don't know. But I think it helps that people can look me up, see what I've done, and then they can make an informed decision. Am I going to work with this guy? The same for you. People are looking you up. They're listening to past episodes. When somebody reaches out to me, hey, David, I want you on my podcast. First thing I do, I go and listen to the podcast to see if it's well done, to see if the interviewer is asking good questions, see if it's a topic that I actually can talk about. Unfortunately, a lot of podcasters, they're just taking whoever. They get on Facebook, hey, man, I need to get an episode out this week. Who wants to be my guest? That's dragging the net, man. It's like dragging a net when you're going for tuna and you're getting dolphins. Don't do it. Don't just take anything that gets in your net. You want to get what it is that you need, who it is that you need. So as I mentioned, Ivan, that's the management company. He got back to me. Truth be told, he had like 5 Twitter followers. I guess he got on Twitter just to get back to me because Ivan was not a Twitter guy. I said, man, is this guy for real? But I looked him up. He is for real. Connected with him on LinkedIn, connected with him later via email. Before I got with him on LinkedIn, before I got with him via email, though, everything was set up via DM. He said, what's the address of your studio? Gave him the address. And this may have helped as well. He checked out the address, saw that we were in a commercial building, that we're actually a real radio station. I'm assuming he probably did that kind of work to find out that Richard's not going to be just showing up at some dude's house and who knows, people with like a, just like a one listener and one mic and your wife who's a big fan. No, that would be awkward. So I'm assuming he looked up the studio. He says, when are you recording? I said, we're recording on Tuesdays, 2:00. I haven't booked anything for the month though, because we're just coming off the holiday. So you name the Tuesday, we're good. He said, Richard wants to do it tomorrow. So there you go. I had 24 hours, a Twitter message, and that was it. He'll see you at 2:00. Didn't talk to Richard, sent a confirmation to Ivan, called up my guys, engineer, producer. I said, let's do this thing. And I showed up right on time. He wasn't there. Checked in with the producer. Hey, you know Richard Marks? Yeah, you know what he looks like, right? Have you seen him running around? He says, no. Checked with the engineer. You know Richard Marks? You know what he looks like? She says, yeah, I know what he looks like. Have you seen him around? Nope, I have not seen him around. And I kind of joke around about this because sometimes we don't know what a guest looks like. We maybe have talked to him on the phone. We know of them. Maybe we've seen old promotional photos or we know what they used to look like, but we don't know what they look like now. But anyway, I'm not nervous because we've got a studio that's fairly, let's say it's interesting. It's in an old automobile factory, second floor of a huge commercial building. It's one of those things that they've turned around. And if you've seen American Pickers, they've got an office there. It used to be a recording studio there. There's a huge venue next to it. It's kind of an industrial place, but it could be tough to find because it is very, very large. So I'm not really worried about it. Turn around the corner. There's Richard Marks carrying a guitar, no entourage, which is very rare for most anybody that I have come in. There are managers. There are agents. If it's somebody on tour, there's a road manager. He's watching that clock. He's like, you've got an hour to get this thing and we are off because we've got to get to the next city. None of that. It's Richard Marks walking in with a guitar and he says, I'm ready to go. We're walking down the hall and this is when I found out that he actually wasn't living in Nashville. And I thought it was kind of an interesting coincidence. Music industry, we kind of know what's going on and we know if somebody's in town, especially somebody who's big like Richard Marks. He's doing a lot of writing, a lot of production. He will stay here 3 to 4 months per year. He just so happened to be in town when I tweeted him. He's working on a new album. He was doing some co-writing. He lives in Malibu, and it just so happened to be great timing for him to go into the studio on a Tuesday afternoon. So there he was. From the time that I'd sent out that initial tweet to the time I had him in there, probably 7 or 10 days. He just happened to be in town, kind of crazy. People are asking about how I did it. That's how I did it. Is this possible for the average podcast? I would say yes. As I mentioned, I think it helps that I'm on radio. But I think beyond that, it helps that I've got a reach. If your podcast has a reach, if you have people listening to you, people who are talking about you, if you've got great guests, if you've got interviewing skills, if you can help somebody spread their message through coming in to your podcast and making them look great, you will have an opportunity like this. The fact that we've done hundreds of episodes, we've been doing it since 2005, I think that meant a lot. Radio, does it help? It doesn't hurt. Let's just put it that way. Podcasting is the new media. You can do this without radio. Listeners consider it radio. If you sound like you're on the radio, it is radio to them. And a lot of radio people, they're going directly to their listeners. A lot of people who were on radio, they're bypassing radio now because it is cheaper, easier, more effective for them to go directly to their listeners. So if you can build your audience up, have those listeners, have time in the game, just show people that you're legitimate, not say, I'm thinking about doing this. Show them that you are doing this. This is another thing that happens to me a lot. I get people that say, David, I would like to interview you for my podcast. So great. Let me check it out. As I mentioned, I like to go check out what people have done, who they're interviewing, what their interview style is. And they said, it's not out yet. It's not out yet. I'm just getting some interviews together. I actually tried to do those. Most people do not. And the reason that I try to do those is because I find that most beginning podcasters, the guys who are in that stage, like I want to do podcasting, but they're not actually doing podcasting. Those guys aren't great interviewers. And that allows me to develop my skills in a way that I wouldn't be able to develop them with an experienced interviewer. An experienced interviewer is going to take you through a process. He's got a story arc, the beginning, the middle, and an end. It's the kind of stuff that I talk about here on Build a Big Podcast. They are trying to take listeners on a journey. A new guy, a guy who's never done podcasting before, he's done a bunch of stuff that has never been released. He didn't know what he's doing. He was like, so tell me about yourself. No research, just like a conversation. Two guys hanging out. It's like an awkward first date or something. That allows me to get better. It's not my first choice. I'd rather you have an audience. I'd rather you have interviewing skills to make me sound even better than I can on my own. But it is a good thing for you to say yes to. It's a good thing for me to say yes to if you want to develop those skills. Somebody who's at this level, he sold 30 million of his solo albums. He's not going to do it. He's busy. He's got other things that he can do. And if he's going to take an afternoon out to have a conversation with somebody, he wants that to be heard. A guy like that, this is 30 years ago. He's 55 now. He started when he was about 25, and he actually started before that. And I'm going to tell you more about planning that story tomorrow on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast. But my point in saying that right now is that this is a guy who doesn't need to get his message out there to three or four people. He wants to get his message out to a lot of people. And he needs to get his message out to a lot of people because he's not at the top of the charts, at least not songs that you know he's involved with. He's producing, he's writing, he's doing other things. You don't know about it. That's also part of the story. And tomorrow I'll be talking about how I organize the interview. And speaking of organization, to finish up this one, wrap it up in a nice bow, I want you to focus on these two things: time in the game and great interviews with great people. Get the best people that you can. Don't just go on Facebook and go, hey, I need an interview. Who wants to do an interview with me? That's fine if you want to work on your skills as an interviewer, but don't release it. That's not being courteous to your audience. When you keep at it, keep showing up, keep doing great interviews, people will start coming to you. That's how you're going to grow your podcast. On tomorrow's episode, I'll be talking about interview organization, how I specifically did that with this interview. What do you do when you've got a guy who's known for something he did 30 years ago? He's still doing stuff, but your listeners want to hear about what he's done in the past. How do you balance that? That's what I'll be talking about tomorrow. But for now, I want you to go to bigpodcast.us, get this remote podcasting package. I'm going to give you the Zoom H4n Pro digital track multi-recorder. I've got two microphones for you, cables, everything you need to record a podcast. Also, everything you need to market your podcast to attract that big audience and grow what you're doing. Spread your message, make money with it. You'll get an advanced copy of my brand new book, 93,000 words. It's called Big Podcast, How to Grow Your Podcast Audience. Get everybody talking about your show. You'll get what I call Big Podcast Blueprint. We'll personally work together, like I said, to grow that big podcast, attract that audience, sharpen your message, and get people paying attention to your podcast. Also, I'm going to invite you to that Big Podcast book launch party. You get VIP tickets for you and a friend, and this can be yours for free. As my gift for you, go to bigpodcast.us, bigpodcast.us. Because it's you and me working on that podcast, bigpodcast.us. And I'll see you tomorrow. Talk about interview organization. That's next on Build a Big Podcast.